Hello, you have tuned in to ET Markets Investor's Guide, a show about asset classes, market trends, and investment ideas. I am Saloni Goyal. A survey done by Nielsen Pigeon Mutual Fund revealed that Indians are grossly unprepared for their retirement, which is concerning given a large chunk of the population will be of retirement age in the next 20 to 30 years. The survey also highlighted the carelessness around retirement planning, even among those who have invested for their retirement. It goes on to show how most people are ignorant about the impact of inflation and have a far less retirement corpus in mind than what is required. We caught up with Ajit Menon, CEO of Pigeon India Mutual Fund, to understand the outcome and implications of the survey and how India can be future ready. Hello, Mr. Menon, welcome. So my first question to you is, can you tell us the key findings of the survey?
Yes, of course. I think, for the PGM India Retirement Survey that we did with AC Nielsen, we did get some very, very good findings from the survey. I think primary amongst those, according to me, is the fact that having a retirement plan and thinking about retirement has a lot to do with surplus income and not necessarily age as a factor. So that was very interesting. The second interesting thing for us was that, people tend to want to plan for happy outcomes and not unhappy eventualities. And there is a tendency for people to categorize retirement as an unhappy eventuality. So it does seem like we need to redefine, retirement. Of course, there have been some other findings of the survey as well, which talk about how people in joint families feel so much more financially secure than being nuclear. This has a lot to do with the trends of people moving from villages and towns to cities to build their life and getting away from, families as a whole. Also, the fact that a lot of people who are in a job, in fact, 65% of the people we surveyed who have a job, said that if they got retirement planning advice from their employer, they would probably be more loyal to the organization. It seems like very small, or rather only 46% of private sector employees seem to be getting their employers motivating them for this all-important life goal of it.
All right. Would you say that the situation is really worrying for India? And what are the key positives and negatives about, Indians' retirement planning habits?
So let me give you some data and facts which is not there in the survey to start with. Across the world, one of the things for a country to think about is, what is your dependency ratio, which means how many dependent people are surviving on the basis of somebody who is, independent and working in that sense. So that ratio for India is currently 49%. And when you look at this, we are looking at a working age population of between the ages of 15 and 65. So people below the age of 15 and people above the age of 65 will be categorized as dependents. And the ratio for India is 49%. For the US, that's 53%. For Europe, it's 56%. For somebody like China, it's 68%. And our dependency ratio is actually falling, while some of those other dependency ratios are rising. So in that, if you look at it from that perspective, it does look like, initially, it does look like, most of the people are in the working age of their lives, and that is how India is. It's a young country. But what I would think from India's perspective is that this is the best time for India to prepare for the future. Because most of the problems in many other parts of the world has also got to do with this fact that populations are aging. And India being the country it is, with 1.3 billion people, we do have a reasonably large percentage of the population who is above 65%. Almost 6% of the population, if I'm not mistaken, is above that age group. And for a country with 1.3 billion people, that's a large number. And so we will need to think about retirement. When I meet customers and I meet advisors, I tell them, one thing that I would like people to recognize is that today, when you have various financial goals, you want to send your children for higher studies, you want to get them married, you want to start a business, you want to go abroad, you want to buy a house, car, whatever it is, you can get a loan for all of your financial goals. The only financial goal for which you don't get a loan is retirement. You may have products like reverse mortgage, but that's not accepted too much yet in India. Nobody wants to give up their house. So you have to do something about saving for your retirement. So if you put these things together, that is, you know, as dependency ratios rise into the future, the fact that you will have to work yourself very hard to put together your investments towards your retirement, I think that shows the importance of this particular goal for India and for Indians to be prepared for.
Okay. If given the current economic situation, what is the best way to plan for retirement for a 30-something salaried person? And what do you think should be the ideal retirement corpus?
One of the survey results for us was that, you know, a lot of people do not know, you know, what is the corpus that is required for, you know, retirement. And for a 30-year-old, as you mentioned, I think the key question to keep in mind is, what is your monthly expenses? Okay. And assuming that your monthly expenses is whatever that amount is, let's take an example that, you know, it is 50,000 rupees or 25,000 rupees, whatever that number might be. Let's go with 25,000 rupees as your monthly expense. If it is 25,000 rupees is your monthly expense at the age of 30, and when we are talking about 25,000 rupees as your monthly expense, you're essentially saying that, you know, in a year you spend about 3 lakh rupees, correct? So what we normally say for retirement is that you must have at least 30 times your annual expense as your corpus that you need to plan for retirement. That's a simple thumb rule. Of course, it's a thumb rule, so it is simplifying too much. I would always advise people to talk to their advisor, financial advisor. But 30 times your annual expense is a thumb rule of a corpus that you want to have. Now, one of the other things that we also found in our survey is that, you know, 4 out of 5 people we surveyed do not consider inflation when they are calculating that corpus they require for retirement. And inflation is one of the most critical things that you must be aware of to say that whatever your expenses is today, it is going to rise. The same expense is going to rise because of inflation. And that is one of the dangers when people do it too simplistically, which is why I'm saying that you should go online, look for retirement calculators, or talk to your advisors. But 30 times your annual expense is a thumb rule to keep. Now, if you're talking of a 30-year-old, and I did talk about inflation as well. So let's say that 3 lakh rupees, we calculated 25,000 rupees or 3 lakh rupees a year is the expense. Now, assume that the 30-year-old is going to retire at 60. And if you assume that inflation is 5% a year, I'm taking a conservative, it could be a higher number. It's currently 7.3% in India, but that's because of food inflation. Let's not get into all of those discussions, but just let's take a simple 5% inflation. The second way, therefore, to look at the impact of inflation on your expense would be just to use the rule of 72 and check that, you know, 5% means how long is it going to take for your expenses to actually double. And if you divide, therefore, 72, which is a magic number, by 5, you'll get a number like 14.4, which means that your 3 lakh rupee expense today will become 6 lakhs in about 14 years or 15 years. So just imagine that a 30-year-old who is going to retire at 60 and knows that today annual expense is 3 lakh and that it is going to get inflated 5%, which means that when he's 45, his annual expense is going to be 6 lakhs now. And when he's 50, another 15 years, it's going to be 12 lakhs a year. So 3 lakh expense today, 12 lakh when you're 12 lakh a year when you're going to retire. That is almost 4 times your current expense, right? And if it's 12 lakh, and I'm saying that you need to put 30 years of money aside, then he needs to put about 3.6 crores corpus he needs to have by the time he gets to 60.
All right. One last thing. What do you think should the government and employers do to encourage more people to plan for their retirement?
So I think that there will be a few things that can be done. Firstly, let's come to employers. Now, many employers, they definitely help their employees when it comes to health and fitness and things like that, right? And they do get external people to help them, and they make sure that employees are going through various training programs or they're exposed to all of this as well. We think that employers should also be able to bring financial advice, access to financial advice to their employees. That is one big thing that employers can do. There is already international research that suggests that a lot of employees do say that financial anxieties affect their productivity at work, and they are very, very disturbed at work. So, you know, taking away that financial anxiety is an important thing for employers. And the way they can do that is to bring accessibility to financial advice to their employees. So that's what organizations can do, helping people with their retirement planning by using whatever external resources they can use. Prudential internationally, that is PGIM internationally, in the US markets especially, they do that in many corporates as well, help them do that. We do intend to bring those services into India as well in due course of time and manage this. The second thing, when it comes to, you know, government, I think we already have seen, you know, things like the NPS and the other products which are out there for people. And today there is some, you know, tax benefit for things like insurance products and things like that. But I think for retirement, if the government can focus much more, that whether it is retirement product from the PFRDA, whether it is from SEBI, whether it is from insurance IRDA, if they can think together of creating a level playing field, then I think that a lot more people will be helped.
Well, thank you, Mr. Menon. That was indeed very insightful. Dear listeners, that's all in today's special podcast. But keep checking out this space for more such interesting content. Goodbye.